This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me this week is my sister and co-advisor, Kaylee Berenson from Bushka Wealth Management as well. Now, listeners out there, if at any point during today's show you'd like to get some more information or would like to chat a little bit more with one of our advisors, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445, or you can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. Now, while you're at the website, don't forget to check out the radio and TV show pages. You can check out some of our past episodes. And on the radio show page, you can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And of course, please do not hesitate to reach out to us with any questions, or if you'd like to schedule that face-to-face or virtual meeting with one of our skilled advisors, you can do so right at the website, retirewithbushka.com, or calling us again at 715-355-4445. Now, most people, regardless of age, recognize that they should be putting money away for retirement, whether it's through savings or a 401k or other retirement income tools. Having enough money to see you through a retirement that helps you thrive and not just survive is absolutely essential. But how you should go about saving for retirement is different at various points in your life. So during today's show, we're going to look at how you should be saving for retirement during three key phases, ages 25 to 34, ages 35 to 44, and finally ages 45 to 54. Now, let me note here at the outset that if you're already past any of these age categories, you'll still hear a lot of useful information today that you can put to work in your own financial strategy. But before we get too deep into today's topic, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with us today. Kaylee and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
Oh, Cole, I am doing great, and I'm excited to be here. It's great to have Kaylee back on the show today. First of all,
yeah,
that's fun.
Absolutely.
We've got the A crew working the show today. I like that, the A-listers. That's great. I've had a good week. It was my son's 25th birthday this past weekend. So I don't know if I'm
very
getting
cool.
old or what happened there, but he's married and 25 all of a sudden. That was fun, and got out and got some yard work done. Kaylee, how have you been?
I've been great, Tony, and I'm happy to be here as well. It's been a little bit. I've just been staying busy with work and the kids, especially as we wrap up the school year and we head into summer, which we're all super excited for.
Everybody's excited for summer.
Yeah, we're excited Absolutely. For the weather, but being a parent with young children, summer can be tough, right?
Right. So I'll be in your boat. My kids turn 25 and I'll be wondering, am I getting older? What's going on here?
Right. Right. Well, you won't have to be in my boat for a long time yet. give it another 40 years. But Cole, what have you been up to?
Doing great, Tony. Just keeping busy. Obviously, tax season is drawn to an end, so Ooh. That's giving our tax team a little sigh of relief, thankfully. We've been staying busy, and like Kaylee said, just looking forward to warmer weather and enjoying some summer sunshine now that we're finally getting into some spring weather, maybe.
Yeah, I've got a lot of spring yard work and work to do outside and around the garage, that's for sure. So here that comes, but I'm eager today to hear what you both have to say about saving for retirement changes as we age. And I know that, as we age, there are different things we need to be looking at. Where do you want to begin with this, Kaylee?
Well, let's get started with an Investopedia article titled Top Retirement Savings Tips for 24 to 34-year-olds is the first in a series of three Investopedia articles we'll be using to frame our conversation today. If you're in this age group, you're probably early in your career, still learning the ropes and considering how you may be able to strengthen your professional future. Though your future may not be entirely clear, this is still an excellent time to begin saving for retirement. Given that it's still several decades away, you're in the prime time to position yourself for more security in retirement.
Well, yeah, and that, what's step one then for a person in this age group, Cole?
Well, Tony, step one is to understand your options when it comes to what retirement accounts you actually own. Generally, your options will be determined by your employment situation. Now, in most cases, you'll be able to choose a 401k, 403b, or maybe a 457b plan. Now, each is named for the part of the tax code that authorizes it and is offered by a different kind of employer. So, for an example, 401ks are offered by private sector companies. 403Bs are usually provided by public schools, churches, and other 501c3 charitable organizations and things like that. Also some hospitals and things along those lines. And lastly, 457Bs are offered most typically by state and local governments and tax-exempt non-governmental 501 entities.
Wow. Okay. So understanding all these options and how they fit into a broader financial strategy is a great reason to work with a financial professional like yourselves, right, Kaylee?
That's right, Tony. And these plans share a lot of similarities, even though they're offered by different employers. For example, each generally permits traditional or Roth contributions. Traditional contributions use pre-tax money, thereby reducing your taxable income for the year. Roth, on the other hand, utilize contributions made after taxes have already been paid. That means your money grows tax-free and can also be withdrawn tax-free during retirement. Furthermore, each of these plans has a 2024 contribution limit of $23,000. These generous limits may be able to help you reach your retirement goals sooner. Other options include an IRA you open on your own, as well as various self-employed retirement plans. You should be aware that in 2024, the IRA contribution limit is $7,000. As Tony said, a financial services professional can help you understand the plan that works best for you and can also help you devise a strategy to maximize your plan.
That's right. You make some great points there. Now, Cole, there are other advantages with employer plans, right?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. And the biggest is the potential for matching contributions. Though it's not universal, many companies match your contributions up to a certain percentage of your salary. So, for example, a company may match your 401k contributions at 50%, up to 6%, or 100%, up to 3% of your salary. Now, it's fair to say that if your employer offers a match and you don't take advantage of it, you're leaving a sizable chunk of money just sitting on the table. So if a match is offered, make sure you grab it. Now, before you're meeting with a financial services professional, reach out to your employer's human resources department to get all that necessary information for that upcoming appointment.
Right. I don't think you have to be an economics major or have a degree to know that you should never leave money on the table that you could be putting to use, right?
I agree 100%. And the next tip for those between ages 24 and 34 is to automate your retirement contributions. This is the easiest way to stay on track to meeting your investment and retirement goals. Automating your contributions will supply the consistency you need while also making it more difficult to give into the temptation to delay the occasional contribution and use that money for other things. Lastly, automation also gives you a clear picture of where you're at and where you're headed. Let's say you want to automate a monthly contribution of $1,917. By doing so, you'll know that when the calendar hits December 31st, you'll have reached the $23,000 maximum.
Yeah, you got to do the math. And, you know, I tend to be a little forgetful. No, it's true. It's true.
You know, Tony, never.
So never. Automation works really well for me. I love having things automated.
Absolutely. Most people do. Now, another tip for people in this age group is building an emergency fund of at least 3 to 6 months worth of expenses so that you don't have to rely on credit cards when inevitably unexpected expenses pop up. Now, finally, those in this age group should put the power of compounding interest to work for their financial strategy. Simply put, compounding interest is when the money that you've invested earns money itself. For example, if between the ages of 25 and 65, you contribute $500 a month into a retirement account that doesn't earn interest, you'll be left with $240,000. But if you put that money into an account earning a hypothetical average return annually of 8%, after those same 40 years, you'd be left with a potential $1.5 million, which is quite a difference.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge difference. Now, before we take a quick break, Cole, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you if they have questions about this or want to set up their own retirement income plan.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call anytime by calling 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. Of course, on the website, we've got lots of different resources, including information regarding the reports that we can run, information regarding our meeting process, as well as the ability to schedule that complimentary no-obligation consultation in Wausau, Eau Claire, or virtually.
All right, sounds great. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee right after this.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com. Or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our hosts, Cole and Kaylee. Great to be here with you. Thanks for having me on the show once again. We've had a great show so far. You focused on retirement savings tips for those who are between the ages of 25 and 34. I'm guessing ages 35 to 44 is next on the agenda, right, Kaylee?
You got it, Tony. The second Investopedia article in the series of three articles, Retirement Savings Tips for 35 to 44-year-olds, has some excellent information for us. As with the 25 to 34 age group, maxing out a 401k or similar product is critical for those between the ages of 35 and 44. Though you're now further along in your career, you still have a lot of your career ahead of you, which means you have a lot of time to let compound interest do its thing. Remember, the 2024 maximum contribution is $23,000, which means maxing out your account would require $1,916.67 a month. If you contributed that amount each month between the ages of 35 and 65 and your 401k received a hypothetical 8% return, you'd potentially retire with more than $2.7 million. And even if you cut those contributions down to $500 a month or $6,000 a year, you'd still retire with a potential $704,000. Of course, investments will fluctuate, and this is not intended to be a projection of current or future performance.
Well, many people in their 30s and 40s are juggling family expenses and things like that. But even with that, it's important to keep an eye on retirement, as you've said so many times before.
Absolutely, Tony. And the article does recommend next opening an additional savings account. Though your 401k and other investment accounts may provide a higher rate of return, it's still important to have an account that you can easily access for cash when you need it. This account should be separate from your emergency fund of 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses like we discussed in that first segment today. Now, when you don't have a liquid savings account and an emergency fund, you may be forced to take money out of a retirement account should a need arise. Or, if not that, you may address that emergency with a credit card that potentially has a double-digit interest rate. Significant credit card debt can make your retirement path a whole lot more challenging.
I would imagine. I think that using credit cards sparingly would be the advice here, and that's a strategy you should try to stick to. I know that my wife and I try to stick to that as much as possible.
As do I, Tony. And next, if you're in between the ages of 35 and 44, you should seek to diversify your assets. In basic terms, diversification means the money in your retirement accounts is spread across many different investments. The article explains that there are two different ways you can diversify your portfolio. First, you can do so between asset classes, which means that rather than holding a single type of asset, you have multiple types of assets, including stocks, bonds, and cash. Next, you can diversify within an asset class, which means you have several different assets within a single class. The article provides the example that it's like the difference between putting all your money in Apple stock versus putting it into the S&P 500 index fund. Let me add here that we don't have the time on our show to get into all the rules and regulations and nuances that come with investing. In my opinion, if investing is part of your financial strategy, it's important to only do so when working with a financial services professional.
Yeah, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. There's no way I'd want to manage my investments without the help of a financial professional like yourselves. Right, Cole?
Oh, absolutely. And most of our clients feel the same way, Tony. And speaking of investing, the age 35 to 44 window is also an ideal time to invest in your future, which can be done in many ways. Now, as was pointed out a few minutes ago, during this part of your life, you're likely to have several different financial obligations. Significant life changes like marriage, kids, or the purchase of a home will likely require investing outside of your retirement accounts. Non-retirement accounts may position you to reach other major financial goals like paying for a child's college education or a down payment for a new home. And after maxing out their retirement contributions, many people work with their financial services professional to invest in taxable brokerage accounts. While the money you earn is taxable, it does provide a certain level of flexibility because you can use the funds at any age.
Okay, so Kaylee, what about specifically saving for that child's college education? What can you tell us about that?
Well, Tony, saving to send a child to college may be made easier with a 529 savings plan, a common investment account for families saving for college. A 529 allows you to avoid taxes on investment growth and to use the money for education expenses without being taxed on the withdrawals. If you're looking for a more general investment account for your children, reach out to your financial services professional to discuss things like a uniform transfers to minors or uniform gifts to minors account. These custodial accounts permit you to invest money in your child's name rather than your own, and they give your child ownership over the assets while also providing modest tax benefits.
Sure. Where does insurance factor in here, Cole?
Ah, good question, Tony. While insurance may not be something that jumps to mind regarding your financial strategy for retirement, it can really be a key element. Having insurance policies that fit your needs and goals may help protect you and those you care about, as well as your retirement nest egg. When you're between 35 and 44, life insurance is likely the most important insurance product to consider because you may have people who rely on you financially who would really struggle should you pass away unexpectedly. Now, if you have limited familiarity with life insurance, there's a great deal to ponder, which is why I'd strongly recommend sitting down with a financial services professional to discuss your various options. Here's some things that you should look into discussing. Things like life insurance, including term or whole life or universal life, umbrella insurance, disability, and then property and casualty, and also make sure you've discussed health insurance, of course.
Yeah, that's a good list to be aware of. Now, before we go on, let's take a moment to let our listeners know once again how they can get a hold of you if they have any questions about anything we've talked about on the show today.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can reach out to us via our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee right after this.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box, and the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with Kaylee and Cole, and it's been a really interesting show today, but I know we have a lot more great information to talk about.
Yes, we do. And the final Investopedia article is headlined Retirement Savings Tips for Individuals 45 to 54 Years Old. And it offers up what I think are some really good ideas for those who are still roughly 1 to 2 decades away from retirement. The article begins by articulating some of the retirement challenges that those between ages 45 and 54 may face. This age range is also interesting because it includes a vast array of people. New parents and empty nesters, people beginning a new career, and people nearing the end of a career, and many others. In a perfect world, people in this age range would have already made significant progress towards their retirement goals, but if you haven't made that progress, there may still be enough time to get headed in the right direction with things like starting your own business, adding a retirement plan to that business, and making catch-up contributions.
Sure, it sounds like for those in this 45 to 54 age group, time is probably of the essence.
Yes, absolutely, Tony. Now, let's consider starting your own business. If that's been for a long time one of your ambitions, this period of your life may be the ideal time to finally go for it. If you have talents and skills that could produce regular income, starting a business will help you add additional money to your retirement nest egg while hanging on to your career. Starting a business will also position you to open and fund a retirement plan through that business. Now, bear in mind that starting your own business can be expensive at the outset because of potentially significant startup costs. So if you have multiple retirement accounts, there are also limits to consider. For example, if you have a 401k through your employer and a solo 401k plan, the yearly limit applies in total to both accounts. You cannot contribute the maximum amount to each account. Now, if you're intrigued by starting a business, particularly to provide yourself with ongoing income in retirement, I would really urge you to discuss this idea with a financial services professional.
Oh, for sure. You definitely want to do that. And now, in the past, the show has talked about working a bit in retirement to doing something you enjoy, both for the income and or to stay active and social. It seems like operating your own business during retirement would be a great way to do that, right, Kaylee?
Yeah, it might be. The next step for people in this age group is to take advantage of catch-up contributions. If you've got a late start on saving for your retirement, these catch-up contributions may be a vital tool for building the kind of nest egg you're going to need to maintain your lifestyle. If you're at least 50, by the end of the year, you can utilize catch-up contributions if you contribute to an IRA or make salary deferral contributions to a 401k, 403b, and or a 457 plan. For IRAs in the year 2024, in the 2024 tax year, you may contribute the lesser of $7,000 or 100% of compensation to an IRA or $8,000 if you're 50 or older. When it comes to employer-sponsored plans, if you have a simple IRA, you may defer 100% of your compensation or up to $16,000 plus a catch-up contribution of $3,500 if you're 50 or older. With a 401k, 403b, and 457 plans, you may defer up to $23,000 plus a catch-up contribution of $7,500 if you're 50 or older. Note here that generally, if you participate in more than one employer-sponsored plan that includes salary deferrals, your total salary deferral contributions can't exceed the year's dollar limit.
Well, catch-up contributions can be essential for a lot of people, which means it's important to work with a financial professional to make sure you're getting the most out of them. Once you hit your 50s, you definitely want to take advantage of that.
Absolutely, Tony. That's a great tip. Now, the next tip for people in this age group is to understand your state's laws if you get married or divorced, because either of those things can impact your retirement nest egg. If you get married, your nest egg could benefit from including your spouse's assets and income, as well as having someone to share expenses with. But even though getting married may mean you'll have to save less than if you were single, it may be wise to continue saving at a higher rate if you can manage it. If your spouse passes away and you don't remarry, you'll be responsible for your own retirement nest egg. Now, should you get a divorce, you may have some of your retirement assets to share with your former spouse potentially. So keep all of that in mind.
Right. It's easy to see why a marriage or a divorce requires timely appointment with a timely appointment with your financial advisor to update your strategy. That's for sure.
It sure does. And since we're running out of time, let me briefly add two more key tips for those who are ages 45 to 54. The first of which is considering other sources of retirement income as you prepare for retirement. The money in your 401k or IRA may not be the only money at your disposal. Meet with your financial services professional to discuss Social Security, pension income if you have one, your spouse's income and Social Security, and other income sources, as well as rebalancing your portfolio. Lastly, don't lose sight of other expenses that you might face in retirement, which could be helping a child with college or a down payment on their first home, or being confronted with potentially very expensive long-term care services as you age.
Yeah, and we've talked about long-term care on the show a few times. It can be very expensive. That's a great point, Kaylee. Well, I really enjoyed the show today. Cole, do you have any more insights before we sign off?
Well, Tony, just one final reminder for our listeners that when it comes to planning for retirement, they do not have to do it alone. That's what our team of advisors is here to do in both Wausau and Eau Claire. And you can reach out to schedule that complimentary, no obligation consultation by calling us at 715-355-4445 or visiting retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Sounds great. And another great episode of Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.